Our first guest, David Abshire, will help to set the tone for discourse on the transition of presidential power as he combines first-hand political experience with historical knowledge about the follies and successes of presidents in the past. In fact, he seems to have an uncanny perception of the very fine line between success and failure, and the element of adversary that has to do with overcoming certain obstacles. Michael Beschloss spoke of David Abshire as, quote, one of the wisest people in the country, who has found presidential transitions too often more bruising than they need to be, and the loser has sometimes turned out to be the new president himself, end quote. Given our recent election, where many were bruised in the process, coupled with Senator Jeffers' decision to leave the Republican Party and cause a shift in the power structure in Washington, it'll be interesting to learn how the power shift has impacted President Bush's transition. But we're also interested in his long view of the presidency. He noted recently that Supreme Court Justice Robert H. Jackson, a native son of nearby Jamestown, observed, quote, the sovereign power is at a maximum when the president acts in concert with the Congress. The ambassador noted, too, quote, the heart of Washington's leadership was pure character. It sustained the troops at Valley Forge. It made the ratification of the Constitution possible. His character was defined by maturity and a capacity for growth, end quote. And from Harry Truman, apt for Chautauquans,